first guitar I ever had, my brother built. He was pretty handy at doing things like that. He built a guitar out of what wood he could get together. And then he moved to Evansville, Indiana, working in factories, and wrote a letter home saying that I could have a guitar. My guitar was built by my brother Taylor. So the first guitar I ever had was tailor-made. I used my homemade guitar till I went in a CCC camp, and I stayed in there long enough to save up enough money to buy me a guitar that was a fairly good guitar.
The first time I ever heard Travis, well, I think that was when I was living on a farm down close to Columbus, Georgia, and tuned him in on the radio one night for WLW. It must have been about 1939 or 40. You know, the first time I ever heard him, I couldn't figure out why everybody didn't throw away their straight picks and start playing guitar like that. I thought it was a great sound. I started playing out of boredom. Out in the country where I live, there's nothing to do but play guitar, no entertainment of any kind. My first guitar was been busted up in the action. String action's about a half an inch high. Very difficult to play, bad guitar.
Yeah, me and a boy named Junior Rose used to go on hobo trips, we'd call them. We'd catch freight trains and hitchhike. He'd play the mandolin, and I'd play the guitar, and we'd hitchhike all over the country. And we'd beg on the street corners, you might say. We'd say, now, if any of you got any money that you could spare, well, we got a sick sister in Texas trying to get to go see, so just put your nickels and dimes down there. Back in my early days of picking, playing, I just played. It was mostly fun to me. I didn't think of money or anything. The only thing I thought of was girls and guitars. I wasn't thinking of setting any trend or any style or anything like that. I just wanted to pick. And